It is Thursday on the Midday Report, and on Thursdays we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book, and today's book is Better Choices, Ensuring South Africa's Future. There are multiple authors. It's edited by Greg Mills, Mkabisi Jonas, Harun Borat, and Ray Hartley. And what I love about this book is that it's a collection by South Africa's top thinkers on the political economy. And it looks at various things. So, for example, governance. It looks at crime fighting. Those were the two that really stood out for me, because we all know, and as it says on the back of this book, all the numbers on South Africa's crisis dashboard are blinking red. We've just been talking about load shedding. The economy is failing to grow. More and more young people find themselves on the outside looking in as education falters and jobs are disappearing. So the chapters in this book outline solutions, better choices that need to be made by leadership to alter the country's bleak trajectory. It's compiled by the Brenthurst Foundation, Africa's leading think tank on economic development, and it's described as for those who want to build a positive, inclusive future for South Africa. I'm joined now by one of the editors, Professor Harun Borat. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. This book is certainly much needed, I think, because many people are so disillusioned that they throw their hands up in the air and think, well, let's just give up. But this really does provide various very tangible solutions of what the better choices could be for our government.
Yes, thanks very much, Wendy. I mean, I think that's exactly right. You know, what we really try to do in the book is gather the experts. So let's take crime, for example, who have thought a lot about a specific area, but force them to say, okay, we understand crime levels are really high. Don't give us more data on how big the problem is and the nature of the problem and how many sort of murders we've had relative to house breakings and how that trajectory has changed over time. We know this. Tell us what you can do crisply in terms of fixing the specific problem. And what you will find is that as you run through the different chapters, each of the authors have been very disciplined in providing three, or in some cases more, better choices, specific policy actions that may be. And that was, you know, that was the brief that myself and the co-editors had, which is to say, we want research, we want proper analysis, but that's going to be, if you like, managed very carefully in terms of the authors providing actionable policy.
You used the example there of crime fighting, for example. So in that chapter on the police, the argument is to clear out the rot and at the NPA to introduce new decisive leadership, professionalizing the management structures as well. So these things are very, very tangible indeed. One of the key arguments of the book is that the biggest challenge is actually finding the political will to make tough choices and see their implementation through.
Yes, that's correct. So again, I've said to in other fora, you know, it's good policy when it gets a little bit into the weeds and it's a lot of information for people to process. But on, say, state capacity and political will, we have Ivan Pillay, who, of course, as we know, right, went through a period of personal outcomes from state capture in a negative way. He has an excellent chapter on arguing how you can fix the state from internal audit capabilities to standardization of operations, system design. Those are really fundamental if you're going to improve policy outcomes. I know it's getting into the weeds, but that was the point, right? That if you were thinking about how to run a state tabula rasa from the beginning or run a municipality, what are the things that you would need to do? Well, go to the chapter and it'll tell you how to do it. But to just add in one thing, Andy, we try to make sure is that we'd also get the authors to provide what we call second-order policy questions. And by that I mean it's almost really important for South Africans and all of us interested in these debates to move beyond saying crime is a problem or education is an issue. We know this, right? What are the second-order things that you want to change? We know that internet access is low, for example, but is it the price of broadband? Is it national infrastructure? Is it competition policy? And if those kinds of second-order policy questions that the book, two of the different authors, have tried to get at in quite a lot of detail.
Yeah, so often as South Africans, we do think that the answers to all of our problems are incredibly complex and that we can't find our way out of the mess that we're in. But I found that the book does show that there are just a few decisive steps that could turn things around if we do have that political will. But yet there's so much apathy and despondency amongst people that they think that the problem is enormous.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, and to some extent, some of the data that's used creatively hopefully can lead to policy solutions. So we have basically two chapters, really, on the informal sector. And we argue there variously that, you know, the statistical mirror image of having one of the highest unemployment rates in the world is we actually have one of the lowest rates of informality in the developing world. So that actually means that people find it difficult to find space in the economy to operate. And usually around the world, in countries from Brazil to India and so on, they find that space in the informal sector. Yet we have municipal bylaws, we have market access barriers, that an entire regulatory system that prevents the operation of the free operation of the informal sector. So there are a few, as you say, tweaks and changes in that policy regime that can open up the informal sector, and you'd likely see some more significant reductions in unemployment through sort of oxygen being given to the informal sector.
Well, Prof, thank you so much. I thought the book was excellent. I think it's such a valuable contribution because it really does give very practical, very tangible solutions and better choices to many of our problems in this country. So thanks so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Professor Haroon Borat. He's one of the editors, along with Greg Mills and Kabisi Jonas, Ray Hartley. The book is called Better Choices, Ensuring South Africa's Future. And I think you can learn a lot from it. If you're going to complain about the country and critique the leadership of the country, I think that this is important because it does give you that ammo. It does educate you and give you the insights and the nuance and understanding of what exactly needs to be done. And as I said, it's about political will that often we do think it's just massive problems, but actually just a few things that can be done, a few decisive steps that will turn things around for the future.